here. Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord. I know the temperature went down a little bit, but Jesus is the fire that will warm you, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good, so I'm really dressed wintry, but that's okay. I try to mix summer with winter together. I just be comfortable, amen? Praise God. All right, I've been talking about the blessing. Now, I spend a lot of time explaining for the blessing to take place, all sorrow got to go. Because our team scripture so far is Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he add no sorrow to it. Amen? The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So we want God to make. When God make means it's a present thing. It's making right now. Amen? It is not it made. So every day I need that blessing to function in my life and in my family. And I went on to say that blessing is not only financial, it's beyond that. Amen? It is physical, it is emotional, it is family. You want to have a blessed family, amen? You don't want a family where every day there is quarrel and fighting and strife. The Bible says wherever there's strife, there is evil work. Amen? Anytime there's strife, there's evil. So if strife is in your life or in your family or even your workplace, evil will reign in that place. That's an invitation. So we need a blessing to drive away those things. When the blessing is present, sorrow is not present. Amen? So we don't want the one that's mixed. We don't want mixed. We want just a blessing. Say amen. There are a lot of people that are so blessed with all kinds of stuff. They're blessed with material things, and yet they have no joy in their life. They're sick, they're miserable. They're doing drugs, looking for something to quench that longing that they have in their soul. But we have Jesus. He's the one that quenched that longing. When Jesus comes in, we don't long for other things anymore. We are satisfied with him and him alone. Somebody shout hallelujah. So I want the blessing of the Lord in my life and in my family. Praise God. All right, I'm going to go. Let's go to three things that we know. So sorrow, we already say, whenever, how do you know sorrow? Pain, toil. You have panic. You have grief. You labor, you know, hurt, and all those type of things. Worry, anger, displeasure, vexation. You're always restless. You're always pained or to be pained, and you're paining other people. You, anxiety. So all those things are sorrow. So we don't want any of that. They're fired. You can fire it from your home too, and your life. Say amen. Say amen. Some people need pills to go to sleep. That's the thing that's happening now. They take pills because they can't sleep. There's no sleep. Some are in pain all the time. Not because they have a sickness that need that. They just pain. Something is paining them. They can't even put their finger on it anymore. You and your family are free from that. In the name of Jesus. Some people, they harbor hurt. They don't know how to get rid of it. So when others are resting and sleeping, they're playing all those videos in their mind. Over and over, we're free from all that terror. We're free from terror in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord gives peace. You lay your head to sleep, you sleep, and you get God dreams, not nightmares. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. All right, let's look at some scripture. Go back to the beginning of your Bible, Genesis 1. God blessed many things, so I will later deal more with the blessing. But what are the things that God blessed? He blessed a lot of things. And the first thing we hear God blessing in the word of the Lord, you find God blessing. Let me just open my notes to the right place so I can just try to cover what I need to cover tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got lots in my spirit, so I'm just trying to make sure I don't go too fast and then mix. So everybody's clear on sorrow so far, right? All right, so God did a lot of blessing. There's a lot of blessings in the Bible. But I'm going to talk first with the first set of blessings. Turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 1. We hear God blessing. The first thing God blessed, I see three things he blessed. He blessed the sea creatures, he blessed man, and he blessed the 7 days. So let's look at the sea creatures. That's the first time we hear God using the word bless. Everything God made in Genesis 1, he saw it was good, and God said it's good. Amen? He finished it and he said it's good, but he never blessed them. He just said it's good. Praise the Lord. Now, the first time we hear God using that word bless, with Barak, bless. We see, let's look at sea creatures. Let's look at verse, let me read from verse number 19. Let's read 20, 21 is where we'll see the word bless, but let's look at it. 20, it says, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature. This was after the fourth day, okay? So this is a what? Fifth day. 6 days the day he created man. So the day before he created man, he did the sea stuff. All right? So, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and what? Fowl that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Verse 21, and God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl, and after his kind. And God, remember, I always say it's not it, his kind, because it's coming, everything God is making is coming right out of his spirit. Amen. So his kind, spirit of God, has to be present for something to produce. For you to have the blessing to operate in your life, the spirit of God's got to be present in your life. If you're living a fleshly life, you might as well forget. The kind of blessing you're getting is going to be fly away. Anybody can get blessed. Are the people in the world not blessed? People who are even worshiping Satan, they get blessed. Why? Because the sun and the rain shines. There's evil blessing. The Bible says he will transfer the wealth of the heathen. Who are the heathen? Are they filled with the Holy Ghost? Huh? Where did they get wealth from? They hoard the wealth, but God said they're working for you. He's going to transfer it to you. Say amen. So those who are not serving God, they have wealth, but they don't have the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because they have sorrow added, they are always stressed. We are not stressed. The little you have, you are at peace. You enjoy it. Say amen. Nobody here is toiling. Everybody is sleeping well. Somebody shout hallelujah. But some of them, they are not sleeping. They don't know who's going to come kill them to take what they have. But we, no matter how much we're blessed, we're sleeping because we're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Far above every wicked spirit, every principalities, every powers that rule the darkness of this world, we are far above them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, I finished reading verse 21. God said it was good. Verse 22, here's God. Finish all the sea creatures, and then he said what? Verse 22, you can read from where you are. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the first time we hear God bless. Everything God made, God was saying is good, and so it was. But this time, God blessed and used three words he's going to use for mankind on the sea creatures. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, be, and God blessed them, every single one of them. So every fowl you eat, you can eat stuff and then it's going to hurt you. They're blessed. Hello? Yeah. Every sea creature you eat, they're blessed. Is that part of your Bible? Yeah. Praise the Lord. So people can say, I just got poisoned, seafood poisoning. I ate something. Bless it because they're blessed. If there's poison in it, it will not hurt you. But if there's poison in it and you are aware of it, then don't eat it. Somebody shout hallelujah. so you never suffer from food poisoning. In the name of Jesus. Is that in your Bible? You must activate this. What I eat does not hurt me, because God has pronounced blessing on them. And they are from the water. That's why later the word of God says, we'll get to those scriptures another time, says he's blessed our water and our bread, and he has what? Removed sickness and disease from us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God never just says things. Everything he says, they are all tied together. He's still saying the same thing. Say amen. Everything is connected. So, he blessed them. Number one, he blessed them. And he spoke, be fruitful. And he said, multiply. And then say, fill the waters in the seas. And let the fowl multiply on the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 23, I said, in the evening and the morning were what? The fifth day. Five representing grace. So the day of grace, he blessed everything. Somebody shout hallelujah. He blessed everything he made. So God bless the sea creatures. That's number one. Number two, God bless man. So let's read a little bit down. When he made the cattle and all that, did he say God bless them? No, he didn't. Let me just read, because I'm going to go to the next blessing. Okay, so verse 22 tells us he blessed all the sea creatures. So note that for yourself. Okay, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. He did not say God bless them and multiply. He just said, you just reproduce after your kind. Everything else reproduce. But the scripture, sea creature say, be fruitful, be blessed, be fruitful, and multiply. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, there's so many messages I can pull out of that, but I'll just behave myself and stick in this one topic. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, there's so much revelation in the word of God. God's got to peel it open for you. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I preached so many messages from just Genesis 1 and 2. I can preach from there for the rest of my life if I choose to. But God, I preach what he tells me to preach at the moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Verse 26. This is us. So the next level of people that God blessed, use the word blessed, there's a beginning. So when God starts an order, that order continues. The order of blessing have started. Amen. There was no sin. There's no Adam and Eve committing any sin. The blessing was present. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's present to us and it's present to the things God made. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. That means you can dominate, you have power over every one of them. Say amen. Everything that moveth, everything that creepeth, all the creeps, you have power over them. So sea, air, land, creatures, you have power over all of them. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created him them. We see God creating from day 1 to 5. He never made anything after himself. He just brought them out of his spirit and made them after their kind. Somebody shout hallelujah. But here, when he came to us, he made us after himself. So somebody say, I'm God kind. So everything God has been making, say, reproduce after your kind. So if you are God kind, how should you reproduce? God is blessed. And he has blessed us. So everything about me should produce what? Blessing. I'm after his kind. God blessed them. The blessing came from God. So if God blessed them, God has blessed me. So everything I do, I can reproduce after his kind. After his kind. After his kind. When he made the trees, every fruit-bearing tree, after their kind. An apple begat an apple. You can mix something else and call it apple, orange, or whatever. Today they can cross pollination and begin to make fruits that are of two kinds or three kinds mixed together. But whatever it is, you know, when God made them, said, they are fruit producing after your kind. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm a God kind. I'm a God kind. I'm a God kind. I will reproduce after God's kind. God says, verse 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So we were him, and we're just in two, male and female, inside one body. Somebody shout hallelujah. And God blessed them. Here's the second blessing. God did what? Bless them. Once we were created in God's image and likeness, we were blessed. Ephesians 1, I told you that at the beginning of this message that we are blessed with all spiritual what? Blessings from verse 3. Ephesians 1, 3 down tells you what? We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in what? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right, so we've been blessed. So God has blessed us from his spirit. Spirit to spirit, he blessed us. And verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be what? Fruitful. Male and female. He made them male, female. So this blessing is for every male and every female. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be what? Fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. What did we read in verse 22? That the 21 tells you about the great whales, all those big fish, all those big sea creatures. He said, have dominion. So you have power over a whale, over the fowls of the air. It's an eagle, not fowl of the air. You have power over an eagle. Somebody shout hallelujah. Some people will never go on the water, on the sea. They say, oh, I'm so scared, I'm going to drown. You've been given dominion over the sea. You must change how you think, starting right now, and begin to enjoy the things God has made for you. If you want to go on a cruise, go on a cruise. Your ship will never capsize, because the blessing is inside that ship, and you take authority over that ship. You go, I am here. I'm in this cruise. The hand of the Lord will direct this pilot. I mean the captain of this ship. He will not fall asleep or make any error. The whole team working with the captain, they're going to be alert and do exactly what they need to do. I am in the ship. You have dominion. And you have authority. Blessed authority. Not a stolen authority. You are blessed by the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. See, you will be calm. There will be no storm. I'm just going to enjoy anything God has placed in the sea. If I feel like seeing whales, and there are whales in that place, I'll see, but they will not harm my sheep. You take authority. Because of you, everybody will enjoy that cruise. Not you going there, oh my God, what are we going to do? Make sure my wheel is in order. Make sure if anything happens, we drown. Oh my God. Maybe a big whale will come and swallow me like Jonah. Start talking, thinking rubbish and praying rubbish prayer. Say, Lord, deliver me from rubbish thinking, from sorrow thinking. I've been blessed by the living God. If you fly in the air, it's giving you authority over the air creatures. So the plane, It's a material mating. It's not a bird, but it's a flying bird. Why? It flies. It's not a bird, but it's in the air. Anything that moves in the air. Somebody shout hallelujah. Same thing. You take that flight, everything is okay. If something is wrong with it, it's not going to take off. We've done this over and over and over and over and over, and it works. Because you are blessed, you speak the blessing. Say amen. Amen. Take authority over the pilot, the plane, the air, the land, the waters, the all dimension. You and your luggage are not the passengers. You take authority over them. I've been given dominion. Then you go in. If anything's wrong, it's not taking off. It's not moving. You being the one that moves. And if it moves, you're getting you and all your stuff are arriving safely. No missing luggage. Somebody shout hallelujah. Stop bragging about those rubbish. Take authority. It's better when it is complete from the spoken word of the Lord in you out. And you see the manifestation, you can glorify God. Say, God, you've done it again. We accomplished purpose again. Somebody shout hallelujah. And when you arrive to where you're going, dominion over your own body. You know what? Because you don't get fatigue. You are alert. No bags under your eyes. It's as if you've been resting all along. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why? The blessing is working in me. You must live as if God just put that blessing on you right now. Every day. Say amen. Say amen. The blessing of God quickens our life and turns everything around. So the second thing God did, God blessed mankind, male and female. I am a female, I am blessed. My husband is blessed, he's a male. My sons are blessed. My daughter is blessed. And my daughters-in-law are blessed. My daughters-in-law, they are blessed. Somebody shout hallelujah. My spiritual sons and my spiritual daughters, they are blessed. My partners are blessed. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord has made me rich, and there's no sorrow in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. If the sea creatures, now let me give you a quick revelation. The sea creatures are blessed. They are blessed when Jesus needed to pay tax and the money was not present to pay tax and Peter is panicking. What did Jesus do? He gave instruction to Peter, go to what? The seaside. And the first fish opened what? Open his mouth and you will find what? Gold. Sea creatures are blessed. The blessing will bring the blessing. The blessed one will bring the blessing. The blessed one will bring the blessing. The fish has been blessed. It must bring the blessing when it's needed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Those that are blessed by God will bring the blessing to you. Say amen. They will bring it when you need it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then Jesus said, good what? When you give, the return coming back to you will be what? Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running what? Over. Shall men bring unto your bosom. Why? Because man has been commanded to what? Be fruitful and multiply. So you're getting multiplication back. You're getting fruitfulness back. The sea creatures have been blessed. Be fruitful and multiply. You're getting that back. The blessing is working. Say the blessing is working. It's working in my life. It's working in me now. It's working in my family. Yeah, it is working. Praise the Lord. This is a brand new year. It's already working in me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can already count more than 500. More than this much that I've been blessed already this year. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing is working. Blessing is working. The blessing is working. Start saying for yourself, the blessing is working. It's working in me. It's working in my family. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Now let's find one more thing that God blessed. He blessed what? That you can finish reading all of that. So I'm just dealing with the blessing part. Go to chapter 2. Three things he blessed. He blessed what? The sea creatures. He blessed man, male and female. And then he blessed what? The seventh day. Chapter 2. Let's Genesis 2 verse 1. Let's read verse 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he what? Rested on the seventh day from his work which he had made. Verse 3. And God did what? Blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because in it he had what? Rested from all his work which God created and made. How was God working? Was God making bricks and mortar, molding and building and doing all kinds of stuff? He was just speaking. God rested from speaking. Somebody shout hallelujah. God rested from speaking. Everything he was making, everything he was speaking them into existence. Only us he made in his image. He made us. Just like he makes the blessing. The blessing of the Lord, it make it. He makes it. Tailor made for you. Specific design. Blessing for my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the way God's going to bless me might not be the way he's going to bless somebody else, but the blessing is working. He knows. He said, my God shall supply all your need. Philippians tells us, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The need I have in my life, God knows how to supply all of them. Doesn't have to consult with anybody. He just does it. Somebody shout hallelujah. All I need to do is to say, God bless me. God, you have blessed me. Activate the blessing. The blessing has been spoken over my life. Even before I was formed in my mother's womb, God has already blessed male and female. This blessing is not today's blessing. It's an original blessing that has no contamination of sin attached to it, of sorrow attached to it. It's original divine blessing. It's working in my life. I received that blessing, and it's working in me and my household. Working in everything. It affects everything you do. Affects the work of your hand. There's no toiling. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see the result. What doesn't work for others will work for you. Where others don't have to eat, you have to eat. Somebody shout hallelujah. You go to any kingdom today, the king must eat. Somebody shout hallelujah. Whether there's chicken in that land or not, they'll find it if the king says, I want to eat chicken. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, that's just a king. Why? He's a person with authority. And God has authorized you to be blessed. Say, I'm using my authority. Hallelujah. I have been authorized to be blessed. So begin to speak to all dimension. The things of the air, the things of the land, the things of the sea. I command you to bring forth your blessing to me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus wasn't carrying any credit card around or carrying any cash machine around. He needed the stuff. They had money. Remember, Judas was the treasurer, right? He was stealing all the time. But when he needed money and there was no cash around, he didn't need to go borrow any cash. He spoke to where the blessing is. Go to the sea. Because the sea creatures have been blessed. Somebody shout hallelujah. You ought to be shouting hallelujah. Glory to God. God knows exactly who's holding it. And they're going to bring it to you. They'll come looking for you. They look for your address. They look for your church. They look for your home. They look for you. And they'll find you. Bring it to me now. Bring it to me now. bring it to me now and pay all the bills. Pay, not only pay for yourself, pay for other people. Jesus paid his tax and paid Peter's tax. Anyone who served Jesus and give up everything for him, God will take care of that person. No bills. Debt freedom. Somebody shout hallelujah. He blessed the seventh day. Genesis 2:3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And then it goes, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. So we know God made the earth and the heavens. And out of that, he began to speak. Bring forth. Come out. Come out. Come out. Hallelujah. And then it was so. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. So the heavens and the earth were made. Out of that, God began to bring. So God made heavens and earth. God made man. And God make blessings. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, four things. God made the heavens and the earth. God did what? Made man. And God make blessing. The blessing is not just something that should, it makes us rich. Somebody shout hallelujah. I got it made. Say, I got it made. I got it made for me. And God blessed the seventh day and he rested. From the seventh day, we started functioning. It was on the seventh day that God, when God rested, the sixth day he made man, he completed everything. Now, when you read on, it's as if Eve was brought out on the seventh day. Let's read a little bit more. Did I read 4 already? Okay, verse 4, Genesis 2. It said, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were what? Created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, that there was not a man to what? Till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered what? The whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life. And man became what? A living soul, a speaking spirit. From the soul. Soul is where you think. You need to think, right? You think, you have emotions, you speak, you do all kinds of stuff. Right? So, man, because in verse 27, when God made man in his image and likeness, and he blessed them, that's the spirit man. But this is a speaking soul. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need a physical body to be legal on the earth. When Satan entered the garden, he needed a physical body. And what was that physical body? The serpent. You need a physical body to operate in the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. It said the earth, the God mist was going on. God has blessed man and he needs to enjoy all these things. But you know what? He has his spiritual teeth and his spiritual eyes and everybody, every part of him. But he needed a physical body to enjoy everything God has made for him. And God says he didn't even make it. We could have enjoyed everything. But he says there's nobody to till the earth because God has commanded that the earth must be replenished after his kind. God has created order now. There's no more chaos. It needs to remain non-chaotic. It needs a man to put that order. That's why God is a God of order. God is not a God of confusion and chaos. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everything God does is order. Orderliness. Man has to do that. And the physical body was made. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's in the physical part that we begin to see and get confused that the man is the one that is blessed, the female is not. God blessed both of them. God did not unbless the woman. He blessed her. He called them, actually called the woman him. Somebody shout hallelujah. He made them male and female, but he called them Adam. Male and female were called Adam by God. Somebody shout hallelujah. God You were called Adam. It is Adam that named Eve, Eve. After he said naming everything, God said, let's name everything. Bring all the animals. What verse is that? So, when God rested from his work, he now began to train man to do his own work. Somebody shout hallelujah. God finished working, now he has to train us to do work. And the way he trained us to do work is to speak things. Some of you have trained yourself to go work, and that's how you think. That's why you depend on your job to provide everything for you. But that's not how God designed it. God is the one that will provide. You have a job, yes, go to work, because man had to work, right? But the blessing does not come from just your work. That's why a lot of you work so hard and you don't see any good result. The blessing comes from God. God will now bless what you're doing. Praise the Lord. It's going to go beyond the 9-to-5 job you're doing. Somebody shout hallelujah. A lot of people need to hear this word of the Lord. Where are they? They go to work. They miss what they need to bring in the income. So they are out there toiling instead of being in the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you cannot ask God, let me have a Monday to Friday job. Say amen. The world now, they do everything on Sundays. There's no such thing as 7 day. Whether you take Saturday as the 7 day or this Sunday as the 7 day, it doesn't matter. But you need to have a day that is God's day. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's no such thing now. A few people practice that. So you now enter into toiling instead of rest. Say, I enter God's rest. Yeah, God made everything. You can read the whole chapter. I'm just focusing on the blessing. Now let's look verse 19 of chapter 2. Eve already showed, Adam's wife showed up already in a out of the ground, verse 9, out of the ground made the Lord to grow every what? Tree pleasant to the sight. So I'm not dealing with that. I'm dealing with just the blessing. Go to 19, verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would what? Call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. See, just God finished working and now he's training Junior, he's training Adam to now do what he does. Somebody shout hallelujah. God has finished his work. He expects us to walk. So we must do the things of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. We can begin to command things and they begin to happen. Say amen. Say amen. He said, name them, all the fowls, all the beasts of the field. You name it. Adam named all the dinosaurs. Named everything. All the varieties, he named all of them. All the sheep, all the goats, all the varieties, pigs, cattle, everything. Somebody say super intelligence. You're made in the image and likeness of God. Is God a smart God? Is he an intelligent God? Is he an excellent God? That's the image you have inside you. Have a God image in you. Have a God image in you. Whatever God does, God doesn't think small. He thinks abundance. He put multiplication in us and abundance and fruitfulness. You look at the stars of the heaven. You can't even count them. Somebody shout hallelujah. You look at the sand on the seashore. You can't count them. We clean sand from during the winters. We who live in the winter part of the world. You go into your house. You have to clean the entrance of your house almost every day. You don't know where all those sand is coming from. You go out the snow, but the next thing, after this, the sand. You can't even count that much. How much more the ones on the ground or on the seashore? Somebody shout hallelujah. God say multiply. God say multiply. God say multiply. God say be fruitful. That's how you have to start thinking. Think beyond your job. Think beyond your career. Think God's way. Toiling is thinking limitation. Sorrow is thinking limitation. Say, I'm free from that kind of thinking. Begin to dream. What is the cost for a dream? Make up your mind. Say amen. Make up your mind. And say, God, I want your blessing in my life. You don't stop until it manifests. You've been blessed. Blessing show up. Show up. Blessing show up. Show up. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the 7 days is blessed. And Adam called out everything. So three things. I focus on three things today. There's no more sorrow. God bless. This was before Adam and Eve. Chapter 3 is where they made a boo-boo. Okay? Now, when I was sharing this, did I talk to you about the sorrow pronunciation on Adam and Eve? I did, right? Okay, so I'm going to stop there for tonight. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So God bless three things, the sea creatures, man, male and female, and what? The seventh day. So every time on the seventh day when we come together, we go what? This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be what? Glad in it. You know, Psalm 118 from verse 24. I'm going to close up with that verse. Psalm 118. Let me get there quickly. Praise the Lord. Psalm 119 is the longest one. Let's read verse 24 of Psalm 118. It says, this is a day, where am I reading from? This is a day which the Lord had made. We will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now what? Prosperity. The seventh day has been blessed. Send now prosperity this day. Seventh day has been blessed. Send now prosperity. Send now prosperity. Seventh day has been blessed. You can even say, a day is a thousand is a day. So you might as well just say, every day is blessed. Send now prosperity. Send now prosperity. Because the day has been blessed, so it must be activated to work for you. Say amen. There are a lot of people who want to bless you, but they hold back. Until you begin to call for the blessing, they will continue to hold it. Nobody's going to hold what belongs to me. If God command them to do it, they will bring it. In the name of Jesus. I'm trying to just hold back from giving everything. So to be continued. The next level, you're going to be shouting and running. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Many people are going to be mega blessed. And when you're blessed, make sure you give your tithe and your offering. And make sure you bless the servants of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.